only other spot around here is that rocky spot over there.
Rocky? Looks like just what I'm looking for.
You're kidding. That place? It's hard, and you'll have a lot of trouble digging in it. It's all uneven, and you'll have to level it out.
That's probably true. Rock isn't easy to work with, but it sure is stable.
Listen, here are some instructions. If you follow them, you'll build your house properly, and people will call you wise.
We'll start right away, Chief.
Well, hurry. Winter's coming, and I want that corn picked before the field is covered in drifts of fluffy white hail. And stop calling me Chief.
Drifts of fluffy white hail? Doesn't he mean snow?
It may be snow to you and me, but it's hail to the Chief.
See you later, Dad.
All right, son. See ya. Hold on a minute now, Orville. You come back here.
Yes, Dad?
Where are you off to in such a hurry?
I'm going to the big game against Crosstown High.
But, son, I need you to stay and stock shelves tonight.
No way, Dad. I've been working all day.
I know, son. But this really needs doing.
Well, I'm really not doing it.
Now, Orville...
See ya, Dad. I'm going to the big game.
Huh?
I said this morning I forgave you, and now I'm going to forget that I forgave you. Forgive and forget, right?
I don't understand, King.
Yes, and I don't understand how you could be forgiven such a debt and go straight out and have Abigail imprisoned over 50 cents.
Can I help her if she couldn't act as well as I can?
What's the matter, Hoss? You don't look happy.
I ain't, Pa. I stayed here on the ranch and worked hard for you. I never disobeyed you or nothing. And yet you never throwed no party for me. Maybe you don't love me as much as Big Joe.
Hoss, try to remember your Pa loves both of his sons, but never one more than the other. A father's like a shepherd. He loves his flock, but he worries for the little lamb who's lost.
Oh, I guess you're right, Pa.
I know I'm right.
Long's about an hour, cool evening breeze was a-blowing down through the foothills, bringing home the Indian hunters. One tall man in moccasins and buckskins was Blue Wolf. Now he was heading past the same spot where Clem was. Now, normally, the Indian brave steered clear of the white man. But Blue Wolf spied Clem and knew he was in a heap of trouble. So he started over to see if he could help.